What's up, guys? Welcome to an episode of the Madanesis Experience. It's been a long time since I've created one. This is the first episode of a new season here in the year of 2022. Hope you guys are having a great night. Hope you guys are having a great morning, evening, whenever you're listening to this. I wanted to just jump on and do a quick podcast just because I'm kind of feeling some type of way, and I wanted just to kind of release it and really hopefully give you guys some inspiration, hopefully give you guys some sort of insight, and just some of the things that I've learned over the last several years, a lot recently. But we live in a day and age, man, where you can literally, you know, feel and have intuition about what you're doing and whether what it's you're doing for your career, what you're doing for, you know, work. And one of the things I've learned over the last several years, and, you know, even as of recently, the last, you know, 6 to 8 months, is, you know, really feeling good about what you're doing. And, you know, we live in a day and age where, you know, money is obviously keeps the world going round and round. There's so many different ways to make income, from crypto, from, you know, side hustles. You can be flipping stuff, going to garage sales. You know, you can be a consultant, a digital marketer. You can be selling homes. There's so many ways you can make money. But if you're doing something to make money just to make money, eventually you're going to get burnt out. Eventually, you know, you're not going to feel the natural energy that you need to feel to just feel good about life. And you can be working out, you can be exercising, but there's going to be a part of you that doesn't truly give it the best of your ability. It's not going to give it, you're not going to be able to live in your full potential. You know, you're not going to have the curiosity to want more, to be better, to serve, you know, your clients, your future clients, the community, you know, whatever that mission and impact is for you. So, you know, really stay focused. You know, you have to take small steps. You know, I'm not going to ever advise anyone to just jump out and go straight into following a passion of yours, or, you know, doing your hobby that makes you happy, and convert it into a, you know, income generating, you know, business, or, you know, hustle, or, you know, whatever it may be. You have to do it strategically. Definitely something I've done in the past years, which wasn't the greatest, wasn't the smartest. It definitely was a huge risk. But fortunately, you know, I've always had a passion to help people. I've always had a passion to connect people to resources and to information. And I've always just been rewarded in some shape or fashion in other forms of, you know, money or bartering and so forth. So I was just watching a show. I don't know if you guys ever watched it. It's called The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and I don't even know if I said that last name correctly, but, you know, a friend introduced me to the show, and, you know, I'm kind of watching it, and one of the things that I've noticed and just resonated with me is, you know, she was going to work, she wants to be a comedian, she had a lot of fun being a comedian, but she was doing it at a place of, A, you know, she was, you know, feeling and being truthful and vulnerable in a situation of, you know, what she was going through in her life in this show. But then she got to a place of feeling forced. She got to a place where she wasn't having fun. She wasn't being her authentic self. And it made me realize about myself, and even when I see it in others, when they're not doing something that they're truly, truly passionate about, and they're not doing it at a place of service and at a place of, you know, just pure happiness. You can burn yourself out. You can get drained. And, you know, as soon as you can become aware of that and you can find things that are going to make you get to that place of not being burnt out and being, you know, really just patient and really just at a place of enjoying the process. So, you know, like I said, this is going to be a quick episode. I'm just super grateful that, you know, I have an opportunity to jump on and have a platform to just to share. There's definitely going to be a lot more episodes coming in. I have a lot of great guests. I have a lot of retro episodes that have never even been released that I'm going to bring on. But again, guys, if you guys are listening to this, no matter what, when you get in a place in your life, whether it's your personal life, whether it's your business, and you just feel you know, tired or burnt out, and you just need to decompress, make sure you listen to your body, listen to the intuition that you have. And if you're at a place where you don't have the energy and you're not really feeling, you know, the joy going into that work environment, or if you're doing something and now you're just not feeling, passionate about what you're doing, you know, reevaluate it, you know, talk to somebody and, you know, see if it's something, that's just your feeling, that maybe you're not getting proper exercise, maybe you're not getting proper sleep, maybe you're eating poorly. You know, if there's certain foods and the way we eat also affect the way we can feel and all these things. But I will say, whatever it is you do, you want to give it your all. You want to give it your 110% and beyond, and you want to do it joyfully. And you're going to give your clients, you're going to give your customers, you're going to give your people around you, they're going to feel that energy. They're going to feel the love. They're going to feel the passion. And when you do that, you know, life will just really, really continue to go down a snowball of good things. And when you're not at that place, I'm feeling those things. You know, it's not going to be as smooth. There's going to be a lot of bumps and hurdles, and you want to make sure you can control it and be aware of it. So again, thanks for joining on. The best way for other people to hear this, if you find any kind of value of some sort, just share it, like it, please give a comment. Only if you find some value from it. If not, let me know. And I would love to hear some feedback from you, things that you didn't like or you didn't enjoy. Again, love y'all, appreciate y'all, and have a great rest of your day.